Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We're going to be in the Psalms today. So find the Psalms and find Psalm 54. I'll be reading Psalm 54 through Psalm 56, taking any devotional pauses, thinking about application at the end, and then praying. And I just encourage you to do the same. So let's begin with prayer. Father, thank you for today. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the Psalms, and I pray that I would gain what I need to today as I read these Psalms, and I would respond appropriately to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 54. Save me, O God, by your name. Let me jump back up and grab the title that was added here. For the director of music with stringed instruments, a Maskell of David, when the Ziphites had gone to Saul and said, is not David hiding among us? So again, this is a title that lets us know, you know, a lot of these psalms were used for music and tries to give us some of the context of what might have been happening. So he says, save me, O God, by your name. Vindicate me by your might. Hear my prayer, O God. Listen to the words of my mouth. Arrogant foes are attacking me. Ruthless people are trying to kill me. People without regard for God. Surely God is my help. The Lord is the one who sustains me. Let evil recoil on those who slander me. In your faithfulness, destroy them. I will sacrifice a freewill offering to you. I will praise your name, Lord, for it is good. You have delivered me from all my troubles, and my eyes have looked in triumph on my foes. So this is fairly common here in the Psalms, Psalms that are Hebrew poetry, these Psalms that are full of emotion. And David, who's at least in the days of Saul, was certainly running quite a bit from Saul and concerned for his life. And so he would often give these Psalms, these songs of praise, but also asking God for help. Psalm 55. Listen to my prayer, O God. Do not ignore my plea. Hear me and answer me. My thoughts trouble me, and I am distraught because of what my enemy is saying, because of the threats of the wicked. For they bring down suffering on me and assail me in their anger. My heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death have fallen on me. Fear and trembling have beset me. Horror has overwhelmed me. I said, oh, that I had the wings of a dove. I would fly away and be at rest. I would flee far away and stay in the desert. I would hurry to my place of shelter, far from the tempest and storm. Lord, confuse the wicked. Confound their words, for I see violence and strife in the city. Day and night they prowl about on its walls. Malice and abuse are within it. Destructive forces are at work in the city. Threats and lies never leave its streets. If an enemy were insulting me, I would endure it. If a foe were rising against me, I could hide. But it is you, a man like myself, my companion, my close friend, with whom I once enjoyed sweet fellowship at the house of God, as we walked among the worshipers. I'll take a pause here, as David at times will maybe not name names, but he will refer to people who were close to him, who he spent time with, who seemed like a friend, now turned against him. Verse 15. Let death take my enemies by surprise. Let them go down alive to the realm of the dead, for evil finds lodging among them. As for me, I call to God, and the Lord saves me. Evening, morning, and noon, I cry out in distress, and he hears my voice. He rescues me unharmed from the battle waged against me, even though many oppose me. God, who is enthroned from of old, who does not change, he will hear them and humble them, because they have no fear of God. My companion attacks his friends. He violates his covenant. His talk is smooth as butter, yet war is in his heart. His words are more soothing than oil. They are drawn swords. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. But you, God, will bring down the wicked into the pit of decay. The bloodthirsty and deceitful will not live out half their days. But as for me, I trust in you. You have to keep in mind in these poetry sections, just like in the Proverbs, he will make some comments that sound like absolutes. You know, this is what happens to the righteous. This is what happens to the wicked. And yet we know it doesn't always happen that way. And that's just a characteristic of this poetry. But he is certainly saying we need to give our anxieties to God. Verse 22, he is the one that will keep us stable. He will take care of the wicked. And Psalm 56. This title includes when the Philistines had seized him in Gath. Be merciful to me, my God, for my enemies are in hot pursuit. All day long they press their attack. My adversaries pursue me all day long. In their pride, many are attacking me. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God, whose word I praise. In God I trust and am not afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? All day long they twist my words. All their schemes are for my ruin. They conspire, they lurk, they watch my steps, hoping to take my life. Because of their wickedness, do not let them escape. In your anger, God, bring the nations down. Record my misery. List my tears on your scroll. Are they not in your record? Then my enemies will turn back when I call for help. By this I will know that God is for me. In God, whose word I praise, in the Lord, whose word I praise, in God I trust and am not afraid. What can man do to me? I am under vows to you, my God. I will present my thank offerings to you, for you have delivered me from death and my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before God in the light of life. Certainly fits the context of adversaries pursuing him and him looking to God. When I think of takeaways, I go back to Psalm 55, verse 22, cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. And then here in Psalm 56, when I am afraid, this is verse 3, I put my trust in you, in God, whose word I praise. In God I trust and am not afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? I find that I am afraid of other people. I'm afraid of what they can do, even in ministry. I'm afraid of what they say or what my reputation might be. But these verses work for any of these things I'm going through, for what you're going through, just as they did for the days when David was running away from his enemies thinking he was going to physically die. It certainly works in the days of COVID-19. So my applicational takeaway today is to just confirm my trust in God. My anxieties I'm going to give to him. I will trust in him with my life. I will trust in him with my reputation. I will trust in him with my job. I will trust in him with what other people think of me, because he is the one that is in control of all those things, including anyone who might make themselves my enemy. How are you going to apply these psalms to your life today? Father, thank you that we are able to read and kind of feel some of the emotion that David was going through, even though our times are very different and our adversaries are different and the consequences may be different. And yet, Father, we also can get afraid. I get afraid. So today I confirm my trust is in you. I'm giving my anxious thoughts to you today. I'm going to rest in you. You are my defender. You are my hope. Thank you for being who you are, God, and help me today to trust completely in you and to fear nothing because of you. In Jesus' name, amen.